An introduction to Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه. After Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه, the gaze of all the companions fell upon Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه for the office of Khilafat, and thus he was appointed for this task through the consultation of the eminent companions. He was the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and two daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were wedded to him one after another. When the second daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the Holy Prophet said, "If I had another daughter, I would marry her to Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه as well." This shows that he held a special rank of honor in the sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He held a very unique position in the sight of the people of Makkah, and was a wealthy man according to the circumstances of Arabia at that time. After Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه accepted Islam, one of the people to whom he particularly chose to preach the message of Islam was Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه. The view of Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه with respect to Hazrat Usman did not prove false, and only after a few days of preaching he accepted Islam. In this manner, he joined the As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun, or that pioneer group of Islam which the Holy Quran has praised in admirable words. The degree of honor and respect that he possessed in Arabia can be understood from the incident that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam journeyed to Mecca on the basis of a vision, and the Meccans, blinded by their malice and enmity, refused to grant him permission to perform the Umrah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposed that an esteemed person should be sent to the Meccans to negotiate the matter. When Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه was selected for this, he replied, "O Messenger of Allah, I am prepared to go, but if there is anyone in Mecca who can negotiate with the Meccans, then it is Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه, because he holds special regard in their eyes. Hence, if someone else were to go, there cannot be as much hope for success in him as opposed to if Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه went." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also considered this view as being correct, and consequently sent Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه for the task. It can be understood from this incident that Hazrat Usman رضي الله عنه was looked upon with special honor even by the disbelievers.